Remember last week's Kids Corner? Liz was on the popular TV show, Where's My Manners? And the worst thing ever was about to happen. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Kids, get ready for another thrilling episode of Where's My Manners? The hot new reality TV show where burping at the table, chewing with your mouth open, or answering the phone like a caveman will lose you points or maybe even lose you the grand prize. Our hostess, the relentless Ms. Slithers, the world-renowned matron of manners, the queen of politeness, the etiquette guru herself, judges the manners of our contestants as they go about their day. Now, last week we left off with Lucille Monitor commanding a slight lead over the other contestants, Liz, Maury, and Skink. At the end of this show, we'll learn who will be crowned the ultimate etiquette champion. The competition is really heating up. And as always, we have a few surprises in store for our unsuspecting participants. And now we go back to the serene town of Terrene, where Liz, one of our contestants, is in the Terrarium Elementary School Library, facing a major crisis. To burp or not to burp?
Spike, buddy, I'm telling you, this isn't going to be good. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, no, Liz. No, Liz, don't do it. You can resist.
Man, Spike, I should never have had that combination of cactus juice, soda pop, and fizzy volcanic rock candies for lunch.
Man.
I'm feeling a major burparama coming on here.
No, no, Liz, don't burp. You can resist.
Liz's stomach did a spin and a turn, a flip and a flop. All the students in the library, and even the stern librarian, Mrs. Scorpion, turned to hear where the roaring grumble was coming from. For a brief moment, Liz's stomach calmed, but just as suddenly it began to rumble again.
Oh, the end is near!
Quick, Liz, open the desk and stick your head inside, then no one will hear you belch. It's the right thing to do.
Oh, I'm gonna get a major point deduction for this one.
Just don't forget to cover your mouth.
So Liz did just as Spike suggested. And wouldn't you know it, at that precise moment, in perfect unison with Liz's exploding burp, the school fire alarm blared loudly.
Wow, do you believe that?
Man.
Some timing. Come on, Liz, let's go. We gotta line up for the fire drill.
Man, do I feel better. Oh, I almost forgot. Where are my manners? Please, excuse me.
Fortunately, due to the sound of the fire alarm, no one even heard Liz's obnoxious burp. None of the students heard it, and neither did Mrs. Scorpion.
Hey, Spike, I wonder if Miss Slithers had a hidden camera somewhere in the library.
But the host of Where's My Manners, Miss Slithers, didn't suddenly appear from behind the library bookshelves. She didn't pop out from behind a bulletin board. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. And as all the students quietly filed out of the school, Liz leaned over to Spike and whispered,
"Thanks, Spike. You're a pal." Oh,
thanks, Liz.
No, I mean it. I was a dead lizard without your help, man.
Well,
you saved the day by having me put my head in the desk.
Yeah.
Brilliant move.
So did you cover your mouth?
Oh, sure did. Gotta have good manners, you know.
Because of the TV show, right?
Nah. I guess I'm just starting to see how important it is to treat others the way I'd want them to treat me.
Huh.
It is kind of weird, though.
What?
I don't know. Once you start using good manners...
Like covering your mouth for the Godzilla of all burps?
Yeah. I guess when you start doing that kind of polite stuff, you start to see how it makes other people feel.
Like who? Your mom and dad?
Oh, yeah. They totally love it.
Hmm.
Son, your mother and I are so proud of you. You've been so polite lately. Your good manners really show us that you care.
Guess manners do make a big diff.
Yeah.
Just then, out of the corner of his eye, Liz noticed Ms. Slithers. She was dressed as a firefighter and began walking toward Liz and Spike.
You're precisely right, young man. And that's one of the reasons using good manners is so important. It shows others you care.
Why, Ms. Slithers, hello. I almost didn't recognize you there.
Mr. Lacerda, you just earned yourself 20 points.
Get out! 20 points, really? for what?
Well, 10 points for covering your mouth when you had the embarrassing reality of an enormous burp to contend with.
Oh, yeah. So I guess you saw the burp, huh?
Our hidden cameras are always rolling, Mr. Lacerda.
Right. So I got 10 points just for covering my mouth?
Believe me, there are those that would give you 100 points if you'd only cover your mouth more often.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
And the other 10 points are for having good manners and remembering to graciously thank your friend Spike for helping you out.
Oh, me? Did I do that?
Your modesty is very becoming, young man. Very becoming. Oh, you certainly could have taken all the credit yourself or claimed Spike wasn't a help at all. But you didn't.
Well,
you were very gracious in extending praise to your friend. Oh. And that's a sign of excellent manners. 20 points to you.
Yeah, awesome.
Good job.
I am the master of manners, the king of politeness.
Okay.
In fact, I rule over all of Manorville.
Yeah, let's not get
Spike,
carried away.
I am the reigning champ of Manomania.
Way to go, Liz.
Spike, my man, from now on, you can just call me Liz Von Manna's Meister.
Yes, well, maybe I should reconsider that whole modesty thing I mentioned earlier.
And so the competition continued. And as the week went on, Liz, Lucille, Maury, and Skink soon realized that learning to use good manners didn't always come easily. Good manners took practice, and lots of it. As for the ever-lurking Miss Slithers, she repeatedly surprised the four contestants as they went about their week. At the precise moment their manners slipped, she always seemed to be there. For Skink, it just so happened to be Tuesday's bus ride to school.
Hey, everybody! Looky who we have here! A new kid! Oh, and what do you know?
Oh, hey!
He's wearing glasses!
Hey, excuse me, but can I have my glasses back?
Sure, Four Eyes. You can have them back when you take them from me.
But I need those to see. Will you just give them back to me, please?
Oh, what's wrong, Four Eyes? Mommy not here to help you with your widow glasses. Four Eyes. The creepy kid's got Four Eyes.
And with that, the bus came to a screeching halt and pulled over. The burly bus driver stood up and tromped to the back of the bus. Before one of Skink's famous excuses could come flying out of his mouth, the bus driver ripped off his beard and mustache to reveal that he was, in fact, Miss Slithers, cleverly disguised.
That, Mr. Skink, is a 15-point deduction.
Aw, come on, Slithers, lighten up, will ya?
I beg your pardon, young man.
I said lighten up, lady.
That, Mr. Skink, will be a double deduction.
What? Can't you take a joke? I was only joking.
Dear Mr. Skink, you are very rude. I find you completely lacking in kindness and courtesy.
Oh.
Never do you make someone new feel unwelcome.
Man, this is so unfair. I was only teasing. It was just a joke. A joke, I tell ya.
Well, you look around you, Skink. No one is laughing. Never do we tease someone about something that might make him or her feel a little different. Glasses, braces, freckles, hair. A 30-point deduction for you, no question about it. You, Mr. Skink, now have quite a lot of catching up to do.
Oh.
In addition to the daily hidden camera tapings, the young lizards were also required to attend training classes led by the program's director, J.P. Radler.
Now look, like I always say, having good manners is all about thinking about the other person. Manners helps make you unselfish. They remind you to be kind. See what I'm saying here, kids?
Yes, Mr. Radler.
Good. Good manners forces you to give respect. And when y'all giving respect, y'all be getting respect, see? That's how things run down on this here Where's My Manners Ranch. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Y'all just gotta ask yourselves, how does what I do make others feel? Now remember, it all comes down to this. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And that's what we would call...
Oh, the golden goose.
Almost, Liz, but not quite. Lucille?
Oh, that would be the golden rule.
Oh, yeah. Rule. The golden rule.
The rule. That's right,
son. Yeah.
Now, who can give me some important manners to remember when you eat over at a friend's house?
Always compliment the cook on the food.
Oh, yeah, that's a dandy.
I'll ask politely to be excused when I'm finished.
Mm-hmm.
Put my napkin in my lap.
Good.
Take my plate to the kitchen.
That's right, Maury. How about you, Skink?
Give me just a minute, will ya?
Sure.
I'm thinking real hard here.
That's all right, son. We can wait.
Come on, Skink.
I got it. Always chew with my mouth closed at the table.
All right, Skink. Got a boy. Now you're catching on.
I'm keeping my elbows off the table.
Never burp at the table.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Now, what if you're out in public? Let's say at the mall. What are some manners that are important to remember there?
Hold the door open for others.
Always let you turn in line.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. So, you're saying that cutting in line is bad?
Yes, Skink. It's downright rude is what it is.
Well, dude, that's a new one on me.
Always say please and thank you.
Hey, no fair, Maury. I was going to say that.
If an older person doesn't have a place to sit, you give up your seat.
Wait. Mm-hmm. I know one. Be sure to always show respect to people who are in charge, like grown-ups or mall security officers. Or
say what? What did you say?
Don't be a smart aleck or talk behind backs of people in authority.
Well, shooey! What do you know? The boy's catching on. Hats off to you, Skink, my boy. That's a fine answer. Fine indeed.
Yeah, well, I should know that one by now.
Why is that, son?
My mom gives me the smart aleck lecture nearly every day. For as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's beginning to sink in, son.
Finally.
Now, what are some other manners that are important to remember?
Don't always say everything that comes into your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like calling someone Four Eyes or Scorpion Breath.
Because
I'm telling you, that Miss Slithers will be all over you like a vulture on roadkill.
Well, okie dokie, kiddos. It's about time to wrap up our training for today.
Okay.
I'll see you all back here tomorrow. Same time, right after school. Okay,
Mr. Rattler.
Now, even though the lizards fared pretty well in their daily manners training, they didn't realize that they were about to embark on the ultimate manners challenge of the entire television season. Reptiles all across the country would be glued to their TV sets, watching the live taping of the final outcome. And as for Ms. Slithers, she had a few tricks up her sleeves to make the ultimate challenge even more exciting.
Hey! Everything's here at KidsCorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live-action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at KidsCorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
Welcome back to Where's My Manners? Our team of producers have arranged for two of our contestants, Skink and Maury, to dine at an exclusive restaurant. Little do they know that the whole thing is set up. Who can predict how this challenge will turn out? Let's watch and see.
Hurry up, Maury, peel open the lid.
Get it, Skink, it's just too tough.
No, give it to me, you little shrimp.
So what's it say, huh? Did we win a free bicycle, a trip to Aruba, a pretend tattoo? What's it say?
You and a friend
Skink,
won...
the suspense is killing me. Here, let me read it. You and a friend have won an all-expenses-paid dinner at the most exclusive restaurant in town.
Whoa!
Order whatever you desire. The check will be paid for in its entirety. Congratulations!
Wow! I've never won nothing in my life before!
In order for this prize to be valid, it must be used in conjunction with the very person you're talking with right now.
Oh, great.
What are you talking about? It was my snack pack of insect gummy crawlies we opened.
Oh, yeah? Well, I was just about to take them away from you when you asked me if I wanted one.
I guess good manners do pay off. Anyway, sounds like the two of us are going out for dinner at the swankiest restaurant in town.
Definitely. the greasy fork tongue has always been the ultimate burger joint.
The greasy fork tongue? We're not eating at the greasy fork tongue, Skink.
We're not?
No.
But you said we're going to the best restaurant in town.
Exactly. La Reptilian Souffle.
Oh, come off it. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. Isn't it great?
But they don't serve deep-fried horsefly wings.
Ah, you can get those anywhere. They serve only the finest cuisines from deserts around the world.
Okay, so what do we do now?
It says in the fine print that a limo is supposed to pick us up.
You mean like that one right there?
That'll work.
Oh, get in, Maury. Let's rock this town.
Yeah.
The long black stretch limousine drove Skink and Maury through the town of Tureen. The two young lizards stuck their heads out the moonroof and waved to everyone. The limousine pulled up right in front of La Reptilian Souffle. The driver opened the limo door, and Skink and Maury headed directly into the restaurant when they ran smack dab into...
Liz!
Hey, Maury!
Lucille!
What are you two doing here?
Well, you'll never believe this, but Lucille was eating a box of chocolate-covered earthworms,
yeah?
And there was a prize inside!
Yeah, we won two free dinners right here at La Reptilian Souffle!
Yeah. Amazing! Yeah. The same thing happened to us!
Go figure, what are the odds?
I don't know.
Well, it's fine dining for us tonight.
Yeah.
Would you two care to join us for dinner?
We'd be delighted.
Oh, after great. You, madam.
Wow, Skink. Way to pull out all the stops. Where'd you learn that one?
I think I saw it on one of those old black and white movies my grandpa's always watching.
Ooh. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Skink. You're quite the gentleman. Skink, this is where you're supposed to put your arm out and I grab hold of it.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. That was in the movie, too.
And so the maitre d' escorted the four contestants through the dining room to a special table.
Wow, they've got a band here and everything.
That, Liz, my man, is what's known as a string quartet.
Yeah, right, Skink. Whatever, good one.
Actually, he's right, Liz.
He is?
Yep. And how'd you know that, Skink?
Yeah.
Oh, my grandpa watches those old, boring, old Lawrence reptile shows.
You mean that old iguana with all the floating bubbles?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't have any clue why, but Gramps loves that kind of stuff.
Welcome back, folks, to the grand finale of Where's My Manners? Tonight, we will crown a champion from among our four contestants. Our hidden cameras are placed throughout the restaurant, and our contestants have no idea that this is a live broadcast to determine the winner. Now, so far, the underdog, Skink, is off to an amazing comeback as he pulls out all the stops. Who would have thought that Skink would even have a chance after the awful start he had? But wait, what's this? Skink is the first contestant to place his napkin in his lap.
Hey, guys, don't forget what J.P. Rattler's been drilling into our heads every day. Napkins go in the lap.
I was getting to that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to forget the napkin.
What is going on here, folks? This is amazing. Who is this Skink guy? He's gaining major manners points every time he opens his mouth. And tonight is the night that really matters, because this is the lightning round where points are given quadruple their normal value.
The entire night was a bit of a disaster for everyone, except Skink. Maury accidentally drank the lemon water that was supposed to be used for cleansing his hands.
Yeah! What was that stuff?
That, Maury, was lemon water to rinse your fingers after you eat your lobster.
Oh.
Lucille excused herself from the table, and Skink was the only one to stand.
Why, thank you, Skink. That was very polite of you.
What? What did he do?
A gentleman always stands when a lady leaves or approaches at the table.
That's a new one on me.
Skink had flawless etiquette. It seemed that he had good manners whenever the opportunity presented itself. He used his smaller fork when eating his salad, wiped his mouth with his napkin, and said please and thank you when requesting the salt and pepper shakers.
The race is getting very close, folks. This competition is going to come down to the wire. It's anyone's guess who the winner will be. Now, wait a minute here. Wait just a minute. This may actually be a turning point in the competition. Our director, J.P. Rattler, has just sent a busboy with very thick black glasses over to clear the contestants' table. Will Skink be able to resist this temptation? Let's find out.
Are you finished with your plate, sir?
Why, yes, I am. Thank you. And while I'm thinking about it...
Yes?
Your glasses...
Yes? What about my glasses?
Oh, it's just that...
Yes? Yes?
Those glasses, they look...
Yes?
Well, they look great on you.
Oh, why, thanks.
I mean, are those designer glasses?
No, just regular, very thick black glasses.
Well, you sure could have fooled me. Have a great evening.
Skink, what is going on here?
Yeah.
I've never seen you act this way before in my entire life.
Skink, what gives?
Where did you learn all these fancy manners?
Do you have a cheat sheet up your sleeve?
Is somebody feeding you all these compliments in one of those hidden earpieces?
Mm-hmm, that's gotta be.
So, Skink, what is your secret?
Yeah, forget about it, will you? It's nothing, really.
Come on, Skink.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
All right, already, I'll tell ya.
Tell us what?
You know how I'm always gone 1 month out of every year?
Yeah, boy, do I look forward to that month. It's my favorite month of the year. It's like a holiday for me.
Hey.
I think I'm going to cry just thinking about it.
Every year my family travels to the Sahara Desert to stay with my rich uncle. He takes us to all the fanciest restaurants, and my mom says we have to mind our manners or else.
Oh.
So I guess I actually learned a few things here and there over the years.
So why don't you use your manners more often?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'd get kicked out of the Iguana Club if I did. They'd call me a sissy or something.
Well, Skink, I've got to say
Liz. Don't forget who you're talking to.
I've got to say that I am really quite impressed.
Oh.
It's too bad Miss Slithers isn't around.
Oh, well, I figure I already lost the competition anyway.
Just then, out of the corner of his eye, Skink noticed that an older lady from the next table had forgotten her purse.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I think you forgot your purse.
Oh, why, thank you, young man.
Oh, Miss Slithers, it's you.
Miss Slithers?
What are you doing here?
You recognize me, but I'm not sure who you are.
It's me, Skink, remember?
Skink. Oh, yes, I'm aware of that. But what happened to the Skink we saw all week long? You've been an absolute wonder of manners here tonight.
Oh, thanks, Miss Slithers. I guess I just thought it'd be fun to use some of the manners I'd learned from Mr. Rattler. It's not so bad when no one's looking. I wouldn't want it to get out, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. But I'm afraid I have good news and bad news.
Ooh.
What? I don't get you. What's that supposed to mean?
It means that during this entire evening, viewers from around the world have been looking in and watching you behave like a perfect gentleman. There's not a single household that doesn't have its TV tuned into our show tonight.
Oh, you mean...
That's right. The centerpiece at your table is a camera.
No. Oh,
get out.
The spoons and forks, cameras.
What?
No way. I ate with a camera?
Yeah. The busboy.
The nerdy-looking one with the glasses.
Yes, Mr. Skink.
He was a camera, too?
No, but he was wearing one.
Wow.
And you, Mr. Skink, behaved like a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
Your compliments were simply grand.
Oh, that's just great.
What's the matter, Skink?
Yeah.
I'm ruined.
Au contraire, Mr. Skink. Point in fact is that because of your marvelous performance here during our final lightning round dining competition, I am declaring you as our grand champion.
What?
Where's my manners? Congratulations.
Oh, my.
Get out of here. Is this real?
Absolutely.
Oh, do I have to wear that goofy crown?
Oh, please.
I had the busboy's goofy glasses.
Okay, all right, I'll wear the crown.
And so the week of good manners came to an amazing close. Liz, Lucille, and Maury congratulated Skink on his victory. And Skink, forgetting that the whole world had been watching, told each of them he'd give them a good thumping if they told anyone about his good manners. Maury simply replied,
"Now that's the Skink I know."
Yeah!
And how about you? Are you good at showing others kindness, courtesy, and respect? If Skink could learn good manners, anyone could. The Bible tells us to treat others the way you would want them to treat you. That's where the Golden Rule comes from. Why not let that be your manners challenge this week? See if it makes a difference in the things you say and do. Because good manners really do matter.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.